Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Alex, what was the biggest differences between last game and the way you guys played this one?
Our start, honestly. I thought we got to our forecheck right away. We were hounding pucks all night. We were playing quick in the neutral zone, and then defensively, I don't think we gave them too much. And once you get multiple lines, getting some good scoring opportunities and cashing in on some goals there, it's really easy to just roll them over and have everyone playing and playing well.
You guys have said many times it's the response that counts. I mean, yeah, okay, you had a bad game, you didn't like it, but is it the response then, how you respond to it?
No, we got to respond to this one. You just got to keep responding. Game-by-game approach. This one, we can't let the highs get too high and the lows get too low, and we got to take what we did well. There's still a couple mistakes out there, myself included, that I want to clean up. And we're going to play a really, really good opponent on Sunday, so we got to come ready to play. Doesn't matter what time this game starts, we got to be ready from the drop of the puck.
Alex, what do you attribute the top line's productivity to tonight?
I think it was just our mentality, getting pucks in the net. I think we were supporting each other all over. We were finding the pocket and just causing turnovers and getting chances from that. I thought we were exiting our zone pretty clean, and that led to a couple chances too. So, yeah, I think just all around playing that 200-foot game, I think really helped us.
How much did you personally need a game like this?
Yeah, no, it was tough at times having just last game, we had like a goal. Our line had a goal called back on us there, and then we were able to get one. But just to be able to kind of string a full 60 together, I think, as a line and as a team, I think was huge for us. And, I just want to do whatever I can to help our team win, whether that's produce or block shots, be good in the PK, just be hard to play against. And that was my main goal, is try to be hard to play against, win puck battles, and just be hard and heavy out there.
Did you feel like you were on your toes a lot more in this game than maybe the last few games?
No, yeah. No, I felt like more myself. I felt like I had some good jump. My work with the puck was a little bit better. I think I was holding on to it and hanging on to the pucks and ragging it a little bit, which I think helps my game and I think creates a lot of space for my line mates too. I get one or two guys on me and being able to protect the puck. So, but no, I thought we played well as a line. But I thought our whole team played really well tonight.
You and Tage are always going to have a chemistry, but now you have Doan on the wing. It seems like he's been able to jump into this game and kind of play on that chemistry. Is it hard when you get a new winger like that, or how is that?
You know, I think it really helped that he just plays to his identity each and every night. He just goes out there and tries to outwork the opponent and skate hard and support all over the ice. And I think that's huge for Tom and I, and I think we're a really good forechecking line. He adds a lot of speed to our line, and that puck pursuit is huge with keeping plays alive, and it led to a couple of good chances tonight, and I think that's our chemistry is going to keep building as we continue to play together. But, I mean, like you said, Tom has been playing really well, and it's really easy to have a chemistry with a guy like that, and playing more with him now on a consistent basis, I'm kind of finding him a little bit more, and I think he's finding me a little bit more too. So it's been good.
What do you see from Jack in the middle?
Sorry?
What are you seeing from Tage in the middle?
He's just flying up and down the ice. I think he's been good defensively. He's been really bearing down in the draws too. I think he's really working on it, trying to get better at it. And that's been good. Starting with the puck right off the faceoff there helps a lot. And then I just think it frees him up a lot to kind of play his style and his game. And he's just working out there, which is really good.
I'm happy to see Jack rewarded. He was playing pretty well, generating a lot, but he just hasn't scored.
I don't know. He had a guy wide open back door in Clouder, but no, I'm just kidding. awesome shot. I think he's been playing really well. I think it went back to the game in Carolina, which I thought he was just all over the puck, just creating chances. I think it just keeps snowballing, and it was one that was bound to go in, and he made it look really nice, so that's always a plus. But I think he's playing really well. He's playing with some confidence, and I think this is going to boost his confidence even more, and he's going to take off running.
What do you think about what you're getting out of Matias Samuelsson this season?
Cool. Man, it's nice, huh? Jeez, undervalued already. No, he's been great. I think he's been really good at shutting down their top guys, and then he's been adding some offense, which is nice to see. We all knew he had it, but I mean, it's just like it's every game. He's getting a couple great A's, and he's playing free and loose. But man, is he playing hard, and it's just hard to play against each and every night for their top guys. And I can see they're getting frustrated out there playing against him. So.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.